USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Mexican President Obrador met at the White House Tuesday and discussed topics such as immigration and the global economy. President Biden says that President Obrador is making investments in the future.
We've had a major anti-smuggling operation underway since April, targeting human smugglers who traffic in people, drugs, and weapons.
The COVID subvariant known as BA.5 is prompting growing concerns across parts of the United States. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States has the tools to manage the threat and spread of the highly infectious subvariants. He stressed the number one tool is vaccination, including booster shots. Jha also cited improved testing and treatments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The leader of ISIS in Syria is dead after a U.S. airstrike. It led to the death of Mahar el-Aghal. In addition to being the group's leader in Syria, CENTCOM describes him as one of the top five ISIS leaders. Senator Ted Cruz is calling President Biden a hypocrite when it comes to abortion.
When Roe v. Wade was decided, one Democrat who spoke up against it was a fellow named Joseph Robinette Biden.
The Texas Republican using the Judiciary Committee hearing to blast Biden for supporting abortion now, even though he previously said Roe v. Wade went too far. Cruz also says the president used to be against late-term and partial birth abortions.
2007, Joe Biden. Tim Russert says, you supported that ban on late-term abortions. Biden said, I did, and I do.
That Democratic-led hearing taking a look into what a post-Roe world will look like. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A former federal prosecutor is questioning why two drug dealers caught with over $1 million worth of meth were let out on bail.
Two Mexican cartel members were busted in New York last week with $1.2 million worth of crystal methamphetamine. They were released by New York officials because of new bail reform laws there. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says the Department of Justice should have stepped up and arrested these guys, but they didn't.
The federal government has laws that would make the distribution of this amount of methamphetamine a 10-year mandatory minimum and also have a bail policy that makes us a presumption that they would be detained. So this is an area where the federal government should step up, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and arrest these people, and they should have been coordinated on the front end.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Today is Prime Day. It's a holiday that Amazon created as a way to get consumers to buy a bunch of stuff during the slowest sales time of the year. Other retail giants such as Walmart and Amazon are following suit and also offering sales. A South Carolina resort is being sued by a couple for an injury they say was caused by a loose umbrella. Bernice Kelly claims she was struck in the face by an unanchored beach umbrella while she was in a beach chair in the Isle of Palms near Charleston. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.